This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It's 10 years since the Rosh Hashiva has not been with us. The big picture, the big inyanim, his Torah, his dedication, and his midos have been talked about. People are aware of many stories. People are still unaware of many other stories. But 10 years is a time to reflect. And I think that part of the reflection has to be to gain something of a deeper insight, some of a nuanced sense of his godless. And I want to focus on a particular point which I think enough hasn't been said about, and I think sort of is part of just a big picture, but really deserves its own place. Chazal say, Vayitzavim Bnei Yisrael, Bonai Sarvonim Heim, Tarchonim Heim, Al Menaskein Tiyu Mekablim Aleihem. So Chazal say that Klal Yisrael is difficult, they're Tarchonim, they're Sarvonim, and Al Menaskein Yishvi Mekabel them. It sounds simply like they're difficult, and you have to do it despite the fact that it's difficult. Rashi in Vayitzavim Bnei Yisrael says, Tzivalim lanhigim benachas v'lispol osam. And obviously Rashi is incorporating the Chazal over here, and he uses the term v'lispol osam. The word lisbol is translated crudely as tolerating, which implies somebody really annoys me, somebody upsets me, and I have to keep my mouth quiet and not respond. It's sort of a kfiyas hayetzer of sorts, of not responding to people that are difficult. That is not an accurate translation of the word lisbol. I have a raya for that. The Talmud Vayera, when he speaks about Mikael Kamoicha Noise Oven, the Talmud Vayera, whose the Sefer is built around emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogas Al Yoynes, speaks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sovel Elbon. Noise Oven, Sovel Elbon. We don't mean to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely does not respond. What does it mean? So let's look at the word we're coming off, and that word is nose, to carry. The word savol, savolon, comes from the word savol, which doesn't mean suffering. It means carrying a burden. Sivloseichem, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. It is the burden of the work. The Malbum interchanges it. He mentions it in different places as Masan Savol becoming interchangeable. A Savol is someone who carries heavy packages, heavy burdens. Savol means I accept the burden to be my burden. Imagine a person is going and in the street and he finds something, a gold bar that's worth a lot of money. And the person is schlepping it and is carrying it. It's heavy, but it's my gold. And therefore I carry it. The word savol in the sense of carrying, because it's mine to carry, and a person has no issues with carrying it because he wants it. So That saval means to carry a weight. It doesn't carry any sense of complaint to it, any sense of pain in a negative way. It might be difficult, my shoulder might be aching, I might be breathing heavily, but I'm not suffering because it's mine to carry. If a chava asks me for a favor and he says, you know, I have these big bag of groceries to carry home, I'm older, I'm not well, could you carry it for me? And it's heavy and it's hot outside and I'm schlepping it. So I begin to grumble. Why do I begin to grumble? Because it's not my package. I'm not the one that's supposed to be carrying this weight. So I'm not sovel it. In other words, the intolerance, the annoyance, the fact that I resent it is because it's not my weight to carry. So the klal is a person who's a savlan means I carry it because it's mine to carry. It's my package. So if a person has his prized possessions, then he certainly is a savlan. He's sovel. He is a savel for the masa because it's mine. If a person feels it's not my burden, it's not my package, then a person resents, is upset, finds it difficult and impossible to carry. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he was mitzave Moshe and Aaron on Klal Yisrael, that they should, it says, Devayetzavim, El Bnei Yisrael, Sarvonim and Tarchonim, Al Menas Kain, doesn't mean that despite the fact you should carry them. It means carry them because they're yours. Like Rashi says, velispalosam. It's the difference between when you're dealing with someone else's kid, the annoyance factor kicks in quickly, and you say to yourself, why do I have to put up with this? If it's my child, and I understand my child has a difficulty, has a problem, and so on, then I say, I don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this difficulty, but he's mine. And a lot of times when we struggle, even with a child of our own, the reminder that this is my burden to carry, this is who I'm carrying, becomes the factor that allows it to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no say of him. It doesn't say he forgives it, it doesn't say he forgoes it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayochel has a midah where he says the tikkun of Klal Yisrael is the tachlis of Hashkacha. Hashkacha carries our burden because that's the Ratzon Hashem to enable us to get to it. So Nosei Oven is an incredibly deep midah. It's not like Erech HaPayim alone. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries it because it is the Ratzon of the Hashkacha to take us the way we are and bring us to the place we ought to be. That's the midah of Savlonis, and the way we've seen it in Rashi, Al Pi Chazal, that's the core midah of leadership. Not to lead despite the fact that there's an annoyance, not just to clam up and not respond because there is some great midah of restraining yourself, but to understand it from a very different perspective. And the perspective is their troubles are my burden to carry. This is my tafkit to carry them with all the difficulties. And that's a very, very different perspective. It's easy to write about the great things that Rabbi Nosson Tzvi Zichron Avracha did, the tremendous Habatzis Torah, the Chasodim, and so on. It's not as easy for many reasons, some obvious, to be able to understand how much he was sovel, how much of a sovelin he was. The fact that he felt the enlarging of the yeshiva had a lot more to do with the fact that if there are younger light who need a place to learn, it's my obligation to provide it for them. It could have stopped the yeshiva at many, many steps before and made the burden easier for himself. If he was just looking to have a yeshiva, the yeshiva had 1,000 talmidim when he took over. That's a very nice yeshiva, even by today's standards. He could have stood at that, and his burden would have been incalculably lighter. But he said to himself, what about the other people that the yeshiva can help them grow into the Talmid Chacham they need to be? What about Talmidim? He could have raised the bar rightfully high and said, I want to deal with Talmidim that are just there to learn, where I need to undertake Talmidim who it's a long road to get them to learn. That's very difficult. It means carrying a lot. It means dealing with people. People come with complaints, with demands, with aitzes, with emotions. The full gamut of people coming one way or another and placing their particular emotional issues on his lap. The person who's going through tsaris, and it's not that there's a particular thing that he needs, but the feeling that Reb Nosson Tzvi is putting it on his shoulder, and the fact that his shoulder sags a little bit more because I've put my burden on his shoulders, that's the mid of Nosolm Kaveiro. And that helps me. Hard to understand, but it does. People come who feel they weren't given what they deserve in one area or another. One way to respond is to push it off and say, it's not my issue, not my problem. But I mustn't see that didn't exist. It didn't make a difference of whether he felt tachlis, how he needs to respond and what needs to be done. But the emotional component of a person, every person who came, whatever it is that they asked for tachlis, there was a scale to weigh things. That's part of the decision-making process of somebody at the head, that you have to weigh things. But that never stopped him from absorbing the emotional troubles of the person telling him whatever he said. He would never respond with an emotional pushback. He would always swallow it, absorb it, and truly internalize it emotionally. He decided, sometimes yes, sometimes not. But taking that burden, and for somebody who understands what kind of nefesh adina Reb Nosson Tzvi was, what kind of gentle neshama he was, each and every one of these exchanges put a difficulty on him. He kept it. He held on to it. And again, he had the godless to make decisions that had to be made. But he never pushed away people's emotional troubles. Even if they came in the form of tinyness of some sort or another, he took it upon himself. The real hanhaga of Klal Yisrael and Reb Nosson Tzvi's particular nuance and godless was the understanding that a manhig is someone who carries Klal Yisrael. They're his charge and they're on his shoulders. And that especially means the emotional charge. When Moshe Rabbeinu complained about not being able to bear Klal Yisrael, he said, "Ha'noichi harises kolam azeh, imanoichi lidituhu, ki toima elai so'ehu b'chekecha." In other words, there are cases I will complain when I'm carrying a very, very heavy package. And I ask myself, why am I carrying it? But when a mother carries a child, a mother does not complain. This is who she is. This is hers, and this is she. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, to have that darga of being able to carry, only harisi and yelidity has that power in the Bria. Reflecting back and understanding what real hanhaga is, as Reb Nosson Tzvi Zechon Evrach embodied it, there was a sense of harisi and yelidity. There was a sense that anyone that crossed his threshold was his charge. His burden was his burden. It was certainly true about the yeshiva, certainly true about the Bochum Yungalite, and true basically to anyone that crossed it. The midah of sevel, of savlonis, is the midah of noise of it. It possibly the way the Talmud Dvar puts it down, that's the core hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being a savlon. We don't know Darkei Hashem, but the people who were close felt that his savlonis extended itself to the point when the heart couldn't hold it. He never put up a barrier to keep anything off his heart. And when the weight of all of everything that had been placed on him reached a final point, his heart gave way. It's something to reflect on his 10th yahrzeit, when we can take a step back and look and understand those great meters that went into. Hanhog is about what you do. Hanhog is about what you accomplish. Hanhog is about the selfless actions you do. But above all, Hanhoga is the sense of being Seivel Klal Yisrael. Seivel the charges you are given. Seivel doesn't mean not protesting alone. Seivel doesn't mean merely not stopping. Seivel means I understand that whatever area it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, there's an anoichi harisi, anoichi ladativ. And if that's who I am, then so'ehu becomes possible, because whatever it is that's mine and me, carrying it is a fulfillment of self. Yehi zecher baruch, and we should take away some of that in our own lives, in our own hanhagas.